Boker Tov, world, on this day of Erev Yom Kippur, Ki'ilu. Somebody, that is, I should say, to those of you who are eating properly and drinking properly, so that it was Ki'ilu Nisana, Tashi'i V'asiri. Remember, that's a big mitzvah today to continue to eat today, and I'll have to even listen to Barnea and drink continually. Okay, today's daf in Masechet Kiddushin, brought to you in Eretz HaKedesh, is daf Mem Beit, and we were in the middle of trying to understand the sugya, the mekorot, at least. What is the basis of our making this assumption that there is a din of shlichut? So, okay, yesterday we spoke about the din of shlichut, its mekor in terms of kitin, kiddushin, the din of truma, and the din of Karban Pesach, and it turned out that there was a machlokas about the makor in terms of the din of truma. And in any event, we have, therefore, a lot of different sugyas, and we had a little bit of a problem of how do we know that there's a shliach in a case where he doesn't have any part of the actual thing, like it's not his Karban, and so on. So we had to do combinations of sugyas, but it turns out that we actually have a different makor that we didn't discuss yesterday, and it's in a completely different sugya. It's a din of pure kinyanim, and it's the kinyan, actually, of the property in Eretz Yisrael. So, lohadi amar of gidol amar rab, minayin shishlucho shel adam kamoto, shenema v'nasi echad mimateh. We're about a third of the way down. We had gotten up to last night. So, since it says in the Torah that you can take one nasi, and that nasi is going to go, and he's going to choose exactly linchalat ha'aretz. He's going to choose for each person a chelik in Eretz Yisrael and bizochen it for him. So why isn't that a good makor for shlichut right then and there? So let's say that we derive this halacha right here from this pasuk. Typically, shlichut mi'acha, and this would be a general shlichut. Says the Gemara, how can you think that this is a din in shlichut, normal shlichut? V'tizbra, da shlichut hu, v'aktanim lav b'nei shlichut ninu. These people of the time of the Knesset la'aretz, I mean, you certainly can have situations where someone was a katan, someone was an orphan as a katan, I mean, and people are being zeichah for him. And that can't be shlichut because a katan cannot make a shliach. And we actually learn that out from a posik, in which case, what is this? This must be something else entirely. That's why we need the mekoros that we had. So I'll tell you what this is. What Rav was talking about was actually going like Rav Baravuna. The Omar Rav Baravuna, Rav Gidol, Omar Rav, minayin shizochin la'adam shelo befanav. How do we know that if there's something to be done in someone's benefit, that you can actually be zocheh for him without an appointment as a shliach? Shenema v'nasi echad, nasi echad v'bnei Yisrael, and so on. So you see from there that even people who do not have a din of shlichus, which include kitanim, so how is it that it's working for everybody? It must be that zochin liyadam shelo befanav. How else could we understand it? And therefore, we need the actual din of shlichut per se. We need to tell me from the other makoros that we have, the three other makoros. Wait a minute. How do we know that this is a schus? I mean, zochin la'adam shelo befanav is where it's clear that that's what the person would want, isn't it? But over here, why are you so sure that this is called a zechus? I mean, maybe some people won't like the piece that was selected for them. Maybe they like to be in a valley and the Nasi gave them a place up on a mountaintop or vice versa. So, I mean, you can't say that the whole din of the Zechia of the Nasiim for B'nai Yisrael was specifically in terms of Zechut because Ikad and Echelei Bahar, V'lo Nechelei Bebika, V'ikad and Echelei Bebika, V'lo Nechelei Bahar. So it's certainly not absolutely going to be a schus. Some people are going to be unhappy. So then how did it work? It can't be that it's straight out the din of Zechiah. It must be a special halacha. I still stand by what I said. It was that Rav was going according to what Rava Baravuna had quoted by Rav, but it's slightly different. But the thing that we learn out from here is the Omar Rava Baravuna, Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav, even though this is not a normal Zechiah, the fact is that this is an additional special halacha. And in this halacha, there's a din that the Bezdin and that the Tzibur can actually utilize the dinim of Zechiah above and beyond the normal approach to Zechiah. We'll talk about a number of issues that all of this brings up, obviously, because remember, there are those all along that we've spoken about so many times who understand that the concept of Zochen Adam Shelo B'Fanav is fundamentally a din in shlichas. I mean, otherwise, how could you be zochen? But here in the Gemara, it's clear that even those who don't have a shlichas do hold. Nonetheless, there's a din of zechiyah. So we're going to have to be mevarer what is specifically the implications of the sugya interrelating zechen la'adam to shlichas, and what this new halacha is that gives a koyach to Besdin, or that gives a koyach to the tzibur in the case of the nasi. How exactly would that work? But this is the, now we're coming out with our third shot. First, we thought it was a din in shlichas. Then we thought it's a din in zechiyah. And now we're quoting yet a third halacha of Rav, also from Rav Baravun Amr of Gidl. Minayin leitotomim shebo lachalok b'nichse aviyem, shebeitin ma'amidim lehem apotropus. How do we know that Besdin has the right to appoint a actually court-defined apotropos. So he, I forgot, what do they call that in English again? I always forget that.
Guardianship.
Yeah, there's another word also. Okay, fine. So we, huh?
Administrator. Conservator.
All right. I can't argue with the tax experts here. All right. So Besdin gives someone that is argues on their behalf, and he can do that, lachov v'liskot, whether it's completely advantageous or not. What do you mean, lachov? What are you saying? We're going to appoint a guardian to do things that are not advantageous? Why in the world would we do something so ridiculous? No, it doesn't mean that. It means lachov al menat liskot. Ultimately, the reason that I went to court, such as the case over here, where the Nasi is trying to get a person a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Now, it turns out that that person doesn't like his selection. But I mean, custodian, there's one more word that's used all the time. I can't think of it. Oh, gosh. Okay. What? Didn't hear you. Okay, so over here, I'm going to bat for you, but I may end up doing something that turns out not to your benefit. So now let's take a case where a katan, the yosam, is being sued, right? And somebody's got to go to court to argue the case if this person has actual an ability to collect from him, or if it's gathering interest or whatever. Now, that person may go to court and end up losing the case. But then he can't come back and say, well, then I'm not really a valid administrator, so we cancel the case. You can't have somebody going to court who can only win, because then the court obviously is not interested in hearing the tainas of that person. So the point is that since Nasi Echad Mimateh Tikhu, so it's clear that there's a concept that from the point of view of a Besdin, the Tzibur, people can go to bat for you, even though you actually may end up not being too happy with the way that it came out. And Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, the same thing would be true. Let's say you have Yitomim, and they now have to split on estate. So Besdin ma'abidim lehem apotropos, borim lehem chelek yafeh. Now, what happens when they grow up and they say, this guy didn't select the right part for us? So im higdilu yicholim limchot. They can actually be mocha. And they can say, no, we're not happy with this. Reb Nachman, even though he quoted this from Shmuel, he disagreed personally. Reb Nachman, did they amar? You can't, if once the Beis Din appoints a court administrator, so they can't now say, well, we don't like, we want to go back to court. So then there would be no authority at all that was given to the Beis Din. I mean, people will say, like, well, you know, this doesn't mean anything. Just because the court appointed him doesn't mean that we have to listen. So it'll destroy the whole authority of the Beis Din. Wait a minute, Reb Nachman is famous for not buying into that svara of Im Kein Makor Beis Din Yafe, because it says in the Mishnah that in the case where a Beis Din makes a mistake, so there's a Shuma Dayani. The Shuma Dayani means that they make an appraisal, and maybe they went too low, so they made it a lower value than it actually was. Pichatushtutz. Or maybe they overvalued it. The din over there is that it's bottle. Okay, because shtus is too much. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says the opposite. Michran kayam. Because if you're going to say that a court that makes that type of determination, we're going to cancel. So the name came makor beis din yafe. So what good is there in having the court doing the assessment? The omer of unabachinila. Om Reb Nachman, halacha k'divrei chachamim. Reb Nachman actually, apparently, specifically, did not hold im kein makor beis din yafe. He held like the chachamim. So, and the whole sale is bottle. So, how can you say over here that Reb Nachman holds that they can't come back and say we don't like the deal because makor beis din yafe? That's not a problem. It's two different issues over here. Remember, lokasha. In this case, they made a mistake, and they were osiru b'pichatu. They actually made an obvious mistake that I can show was a mistake. Masha inkein, where they split it properly, they didn't make a mistake. Well, if they didn't make a mistake, then what is the kid complaining about later on when he grows up? Like we said, yecholim limchot. We said they can complain about where they chose. That's the pshat beruchot. One of the kids could say when he grows up, listen, it's much more convenient for me to have it on the north side and not on the south side because I inherited from my mother something on the north side. I want to be closer to that field or whatever. So those kind of things is what Shmuel was referring to. It's not a objective mistake. It's a subjective mistake. Okay, so now I'd like to just go back with you and rediscuss this question at the beginning of the circuit. So we started to think that we would be able to bring a raya that there was a din of shlichut from the fact that we had the nasi that was going around and was selecting a part for everybody. And then we said, no, we certainly can't say that that's shlichut. That must be a new din called zochin. Because if it's a din of shlichut, then how in the world would kitanim be able to be affected by it, since a katan cannot make a shliach? Now, this is a big problem, because I'm sure, as you recall, there are many rishonim who learned that the din of zochin la'adam shlo b'fanav is fundamentally a din in shlichut. I mean, what else could it be? I am acting on your behalf. That's agency. The only point of zochin is that I do not need to have an actual appointment of the shliach. Why? Well, because since it's a zechusulo, we make the assumption that, well, obviously he would have made him a shliach if he would have known that he's going to be making $1 million off of the deal, and therefore you can go ahead and be zoche in that case for him. So that would be understanding it as a din of shlichus, in which case all of the dinim of shlichus would apply to Zechiah, including apparently the din that a katan cannot be, since he can't make a shliach, so then he shouldn't be able to be zocha through zochin l'shalom shlo b'fana. And there are those who say, no, zochin is a different halacha that has nothing to do with shlichus. Okay, this is a big machlokas above, but see exactly, which is dependent on how to understand the Gemara over there. If there's chust midiraisa for a katan, so then the lechora would have to be mitam shlichut. Or is it just a din of zechia, like the Rabbana made a takana, that a kotten has kinyonim in cases where it's for his benefit? Possibly. Okay, now, not everybody holds that, okay? And there's a tesis that says that even if zechia works mitam shlichut, it still would work for a kotten in the event that it's a complete schus for the kotten. Why? Because the din that no shlichut can give in to a katan is not a halacha in the concept of a katan owning things. It's a halacha in being able to appoint an agent. If you don't need an appointment, such as zechia, where the appointment is just basically working along the lines of an undana, so if I don't need the appointment, then it doesn't make any difference to me whether it's a katan, because the appointment is a given. And it has nothing to do with his appointing me. That's now yet a third possibility. So, as you can imagine, some of the Rishonim bring a raya from the Gemara that we just had. The Gemara seems to be saying it can't be shlichus because it applies to a katan. So, what therefore is it? It must be the din of zachen l'adam shelo b'fanav. So then the Gemara is basically saying beferush, right? That even though ketanim don't have shlichus, they do have zechia. So it turns out that the Gemara is saying that the din of shlichut and the din of zechia are not related. So apparently that would be the surface way we come out. Now, the question over here anyway would be, all right, so we had the approach of the Tosfos, and there are others who argue that in the end, we really don't end up, as the Ritva points out, we don't end up sticking to this din of zechia. We end up talking about this new halacha of being chelek Eretz Yisrael, which gives us special schus to bezdin, and so on and so forth. So maybe enochinami, maybe a normal zechia would, in fact, yes, maybe din shlichut. So this halacha, the question is, why isn't it also, if the Nesiim can do this, but it certainly does show that you can be mezakeh somebody, right? How else were they kena their chelek in Eretz Yisrael? So the Ran says that the chelek in Eretz Yisrael, they don't need to be kona, because a nachala is yours. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael as a nachala, so specifically the whole din, l'rishta, you don't need to be zoiche in a Yerusha, you only needed to be borer what chelek was which. That's a completely different halacha. It doesn't demand a din of zechia. So according to those shitas, that zechia has nothing to do with shlichut, it could be that they stick with the fact that the very idea that Bezdin can be maimed and apotropos, even lechova, which we said, so there must be also a din of zochin, because they can give the kinyan to the katan in the event of paskening a halacha and so on and so forth. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, these are very, very nogea issues, even though you wouldn't think so. They have tremendous halachic ramifications in terms of ownership. And once there's ramifications in terms of ownership, there's ramifications in terms of marriage, with somebody utilized money. Question is, was it what? So on and so forth. This is very, very, again, even Reb Meisha Zatzal has many tshuvas that involve this sugya. And the Shach actually ends up paskening, based on this sugya, that zechia is not mitam shlichus, and therefore katan is zecha, even midi raisa, based on the Gemara above Metzia. So that would mean that the din of zochin is, if there's a complete zechus, as we said, then he's kena. But if it's not a complete zechut, he wouldn't be kona unless bezdin. And that's this new halacha of ma'amidim lehem apotropos. Basically, Rav Moshe Paskin, that the whole sugya ends up being a suffix. And he utilizes, because there's different approaches among the Poskim and among the Rishonim, not everybody agrees with the Shach, and therefore he talks about this as one sad in cases of Suffolk, of Sveik, and so on and so forth. So again, the Svara would be, if you hold that Zechia is a Din and Shlichus, is that I do not require an appointment of a Shliach if I have an Umdana, that the guy would definitely want to appoint the shliach. That's the way most understand it. There are some of the Achronim, and there's even a sheet of Reb Chaim Brisker over here, that even if that's the pshat, it still has to come down to a gzeras hakosov, not just a svara, and therefore utilizes the dinim of the nasi, just that it helps the way that we understand that we should apply the halacha. We wouldn't have come up with it ourselves. That agency can be done just because we would assume he would like an agent, but that once we have this halacha, that there is such a thing as a chia, then the way that it works would be still within shlichus. Reb Chaim Brisker says even those who hold that zochin is not a din in shlichus does not mean that it doesn't have gidrei shlichut. It just means that it's not included in the normal parsha of shlichus. We wouldn't be able to learn it from Kachin, we wouldn't be able to learn it from Truma, from Gerishin and Kedushin. It's a new din in Shlichus. And therefore, even though Ein Shlichut LeKatan, that's the din of Ein Shlichut LeKatan in those sugyas that we learn out the normal dinim of Shlichut. But for Zechia, since it's a completely new halacha, maybe it would apply even to the Katan. Okay, so that's basically a wrap-up of those sugyas. Continuing on now in Reb Nachman, Reb Nachman, Achim Shechoku, Harei Ein Kilokuchot. So we just said that when Besdin makes a mistake, so we have a machlokas about whether we would say Im Kein Makoach Besdin Yafe or not. There's the difference between Makoach Besdin Yafe where there's an actual error and a Makoach Besdin Yafe when I don't like what they came up with, but there's no objective error. So now Reb Nachman, who was the one who made that distinction, so he also points out that in the event, here we're not talking about children. Here we're talking about adults that inherit an estate and they split the estate. So remember, we had these big questions about if an estate is split, does it go back during Yovel? Because we consider the split to be, you take my share in this and I'll take your share in this, which is basically a sale. If it's a sale, then it would be chayzer b'yovel. But there's other issues that we didn't discuss that have to do with something being a sale, namely the dinim of ona'a, where a mistake was made. You overvalued, undervalued, and so on. So it comes along with Nachman to say that achim shechalku have the same din as a lakuach in terms of the dinim of ona'a, right? So we have the three levels of ona'a. Pachot mishtut, fine. Exactly a shtut, where you make up the difference, and yoter mishtut, where the whole sale is canceled. Potla mekach. So Reb Nachman is saying that would apply also to brothers who split an estate. Pochot mishtut, nikna mekach, yeter al shtut, potla mekach. The actual shtut, if the difference between the actual amount and the undervaluation or overvaluation was precisely shtut, then kona, the mekach is kayam, but you can sue and regain the difference in court. So that's called machzir ona'a. Omar Rava, now I want to make something very clear over here in Reb Nachman's psak. Hodi amoran, pochot mishtut nikach mekach. First of all, this only applies where the brothers split things themselves. Now, if each one of the brothers had a lawyer, you can guarantee that the lawyer will screw up. And therefore, each one of them has a right to say, if the shliach makes a mistake, excuse me, I appointed you to be my shliach to do good for me and not to mess up. And therefore, you never were my shliach because it's clear I never would have appointed an idiot like you as my shliach. And that's called, this is a very important Gavi word, Letakune shedartich velola avute. I made you a shliach. I appointed you. I sent you to do beneficial things for me, not to cause me harm. And since you obviously were not that, and the appointment was clearly for that, the appointment has no basis. And it's all batalim avut. Furthermore, it says, Rav, I want to talk to you about this din of yoter mishtut batal mekach. This is Rashi's girsa. And where do we say yoter mishtut batal mekach? Lo amaran, ela de lo amar niflagan b'shumet aveidina. Before they did the dividing, they didn't say, let's do this according to the way a Beis Din would have been shot. Because if they said, let's do it the way that a Beis Din would have been shot, okay, so then we'll ask three people to act as a Beis Din, not just as professional appraisers. So then in that case, even if it was Yoser Mishtus, then that would still be Kayam. Now, this would be going specifically against the Chachamim, right? It would be going with the Shita of Imkein, Makach Beis Din Yofet. So that would mean that Rava would be saying with this Girsa, and this is Rashi's Girsa, that if you want to do it like a Shuma of a Beis Din and not just a professional appraisals, so then that means that they have agreed to even errors because of the Imkein Makor Beis Din Yofet. Tosfos is docha this for many reasons, shows that Rashi's Girsa is incorrect, and if anything, it should say the exact opposite. That Hodiyah Mashtus is Kona, and you only have to return the Ona'a, that's only if they didn't say, let's do it like it's a court. But if they said, let's do it and make these people a court, then this is not true. The whole Mekach is batal. Because according to the Chachomim, since the idea over there is the halacha was only said by Metaltalim, but by Mekakoyen, not as we'll see. So therefore, this would be going according to Chachomi. A Beis Din that makes a mistake, Adarabba, is more responsible. And therefore, they have no right to make any mistakes. It's the exact opposite. Same thing in the next piece that we're about to learn also. He changes the gears. So the next piece that Rava also wants to bring out is that the whole idea of Shtus Kono Machzir Ona'a, that's only where we're talking about Metaltalim, which means not real estate. But if you're talking about real estate, Ein ona ala karkaot, since we learn out in the pasuk of Lo tonu ishata achim, it says, beferesh tikne miyad amitecha. So it means something that is being passed from hand to hand. If it's being passed from hand to hand, it's obviously metaltalin. Now, she'inken, there is no din of ona in karkaot. Furthermore, says Rava, u'bimekarkoi, Lo Amran Ella de Polak Biluya, but where do we say that? Where the difference was in the appraisal of the value of the land. If there was a mistake that was made in measuring out a part of the land, and they gave one person larger than the other one because they measured it wrong, that's ridiculous. That's not considered to be a mistake in Beis Din. That is something that, of course, value is sort of up in the air. It's very difficult. You can define an objective universal value for karka. So over there, we say the Torah didn't give the din of ona. But where it's precise, over there, the din is that any kind of mistake is a mistake and has to be fixed. And therefore, polub bimshkata, if it's according to how the appraisal was, of course that's not true. There is no ona at all. Kedarabba. The Omar Rabba called avar should be midah, should be mishkava, should be minyan, afilo pachot michdei ona'a namichoser. If a mistake is made, not in evaluation, but in weighing something, in counting something, in measuring something, there's not a din ona'a. That is straight out gezela. And therefore, even if there's the slightest mistake, you can actually get that money. The whole thing is batal, unless the guy is going to give you what it is that you bought. Okay, so now we understand that we have the concept of a shliach. Now, the concept of a shliach means that that shliach stands in lokam ha-mishaleach, right? But now the question is, we know that there are cases where that isn't really true. Let's take a look at this case. The Mishnah says in Bava Kama, ha-shaleach ha-tabeira b'yat cheresh shotev ha-kotan batur midinei adam, v'chayav midinei shamayim. So somebody sends a fire in the hands of a person who does not have awareness. And he goes ahead and he burns down someone else's property. So the one who sent him is potter, but he'd be chayav, morally he would be chayav, midinei shamayim. If, however, he gave it to a perfectly normal person, a biyad pikeach, then the person who went and burned down the field for you, that person is chayav. But wait a minute, he was doing it for you. And you said that we have a concept of shlichut, in which case he is you. So why are you potter and the Pekeach Chayev am I? Neimar Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoto. Why don't we say that he is acting as you? Well, that's different. This is another Gavi idea. Shaini Hatam, the Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera. That's because you told him to do something that is usher. And there we say, Asvara, Tamrina Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishamim. Who are you supposed to listen to? Guys coming and saying, well, I didn't do it. I did it only because you told me, and therefore you're responsible. Nonsense. You are an aware and choosing human being. If God told you not to do it, and I told you to do it, who do you think you should have listened to? You're not a robot that, you know, I press the button and you do it. And therefore, this is entirely your responsibility. Because when it comes to a Dvar Avera, you cannot be acting only because I said so. That's an absurd kind of taina. So this goes back, of course, all the way to Gan Eden, to the question of, you know, the Hanachashi Shiani, and I was only listening, and so on. Okay, so therefore there would be no Shlichut. But if that's true, then how do you understand the Mishnah Masechet Mi'ilah? If a Shliach does not do his Shlichut, and he uses the money, the guy gives him money that belongs to Hekdash, the Shliach goes, and the guy told him to buy a bottle of 3% milk, and he goes and buys a bottle of 1% milk. So then he didn't do his shlichut. So then he acted on his own, and therefore he's the one who misused the money of Hegdash. But if he bought the correct milk, asa shlichuto, then he acted on behalf of the person who sent him. And then the Baal HaBayit is Ma'al. So the question over here is, but you're telling me that if he did the shlichut and bought the right milk, then the Baal HaBayit is Ma'al. Didn't you just tell me that a person who is doing a Dvar Avera cannot be viewed as a shliach? Am I? Well, Shaini Me'ila is a very special case. In the case of Me'ila, we actually have a din that yesh shliach l'dvar Avera. Amazingly. Why? Because we have a gezera shava, and that is that the Torah, remember, we had the whole basis of shlichut that was coming from the din of truma. Well, it says over here that if you went ahead and were moel kitimo mal v'chata bishkaga, you did something bishogeg, and what does it say about truma? V'lo yisu alav chet umetu boki chalaluhu. So v'chata by me'ila and lo yisu alav chet by truma tells me that just like there is shlichut by truma, there is shlichut by me'ila. And therefore, even though me'ila is by definition an avera, you can create a shliach lidvar avera. So then why doesn't that become now the actual model for Kol HaTorah Kula, that Shliach, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, because of Shnei Ktuvim HaBoim Ke'echad, Mishum Davi Me'ila V'Shlichut Yad, Shnei Ktuvim HaBoim Ke'echad, and therefore, Ein Melamdim Me'ila, as I just explained to you from the Gezer Shava, and Shlichus Yad, if I tell somebody to take something that was given to me to be Shomer, and I tell them to take it, so then, since it says al kol dvar pesha, and thereby chamei omrim lechayev al machashava kemaaseh, that when you go ahead and you take something, it starts from the time that you determine that you're going to take it. That any onasim that happened to it are up to there. Even if you're a shem rechinam, you would be chayev on onis because you had planned to take it. Whereas beisilal omrim eno chayev ad sheyesh lo bo yad, the chiyuv begins at that point. Shemrim lo shalach yado. Okay, I'm going to stop here because we already told them. Really sorry. I just want to point out to you that we've got a big problem, because if the svara is divrei harav, divrei hatalmid, divrei mishomim, how does that apply to me'ila? Since me'ila, by definition, anyway, is only b'shogeg. Remember, right? That's what you're not chayev if it's done b'mezid. So it, how can we say, why did you listen to me? What do you mean, why did I listen to you? You gave me money. I had no idea it was Hegdish money. And I'm trying to do you a favor and buy you a bottle of milk. And now you're telling me, you shouldn't have listened to me. You should have listened to God. What am I supposed to know about it? So therefore, the Svara of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmid does not seem to apply. We will have to get into all of that, Bezrat Hashem, on Matzoy Yom HaKippurim, which we won't ask the Ishi team, because I think people actually would like to eat on Matzoy Yom Kippur as well. And therefore, Bezrat Hashem, Ushvizorcha, to a Gemar Chatima Tova, and have an opportunity to be Lech Echol B'Simcha, Slachmecha, V'Shtei B'Yein Tov Yenecha, that we should meet at Matzoy Yom Kippur, at 9:15. How does that sound?